In the blazing sun, Harlem residents and South Africans joined with elected officials and students from local summer programs to honor Madiba, Nelson Mandela. And what was in the minds of those attending is Mandela's legacy, the struggle he went through, the unity he brought to his country, his patience and strength, and how the struggle goes on in the wake of the verdict in the Trayvon Martin case. Senator Bill Perkins organized the birthday celebration.
La lucha continua. Where struggle continues, as we here celebrate Nelson Mandela and, of course, his success, we have to recognize that that success is just another challenge for us to continue the work. And I think it's very fortuitous that we celebrate him in the wake of that awful decision that reminds us that we still have a lot of work to do to bring about justice, to bring about the kind of society that will be worthy of our children.
Perkins says Mandela has been an icon in the living sense of the word. Mamadou Dibuya says he really respects the way Nelson Mandela found peace and independence for South Africa after all the hardships he went through.
He wants everybody to be equal. Like, you shouldn't have to look at somebody and feel like they're looking down on you. Everybody's equal.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 16 years old, turning 17.
And how tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
And so have you been stopped and frisked in New York?
Yeah, I have definitely been stopped and frisked many times. I feel like it's wrong, but then again, yeah, I feel like it's wrong. Like the way that they go about this whole stop and frisk, I feel like they only do it to people that's colored, like skin, like their skin is colored.
And so how does that conflict with Nelson Mandela's teachings?
I feel like Nelson Mandela is basically trying to teach us that everybody's equal, everybody's the same. Basically, this is conflicting with Nelson Mandela's teachings because basically they're basically stopping frisking because of color and not because of everybody being equal.
And what can you do to fight that, to fight the inequities?
I mean, stuff like this where you come and celebrate and stuff, this is also a way of fighting the cause.
City Controller and mayoral candidate John Liu says Mandela never gave up hope. He never stopped inspiring people in South Africa and all over the world.
Mandela fought against oppression, against differential treatment, and unfortunately we have some of that going on right here in New York City, where we know stop and frisk is out of control. It's something that is really the largest manifestation of racial profiling anywhere here in the United States of America. It's a policy that I believe has to be ended, not fixed, it has to be ended. And only then can we really start keeping people safe. I believe people can be kept safe in our city and crime kept low without having to humiliate hundreds of thousands of people, mostly young men of color, who have done absolutely nothing wrong.
And the Trayvon Martin trial verdict?
People are still shocked here in New York City and across America that such an unjust verdict can be rendered. It unfortunately exposes the fact that there is still a sentiment in this country that young men of color, if they're walking along, they must be doing something wrong. That is a mindset that we must alter, and we're going to have to do it, unfortunately, beginning right here in the city of New York, where we have the largest program of racial profiling anywhere, a racial profiling tactic that assumes the same thing, that somehow, if you're a young man of color, you must be doing something wrong. That has to be stopped. That has to end.
If you were mayor?
No more stop and frisk. No more racial profiling. Let's keep people safe. Let's keep crime low with community policing and focused deterrence. But let's stop humiliating hundreds of thousands of people for no reason.
We are very happy that today we are here in Harlem, the place that former President Mandela visited immediately when he was released from prison.
Mandela was an inspiration for Guguli Tunganda with the South African consulate. He says people worldwide are marking Mandela's 67 years of public service with 67 minutes of charitable acts.
Nelson Mandela's legacy is that one of peace and reconciliation. As you know that Mr. Mandela focused more on reconciliation during his time as the President of the Republic of South Africa. We want to remember him for the good work that he has done to liberate our country and to bring about the democracy that all of us enjoy today.
And Mandela is a role model for 17-year-old Uwa Dikuri.
He helped. He's telling us to do, you know, better and also help, like, continue what he did. And, you know, when we see problems going on, you know, help with the community and stuff. Yeah, give back to the community.
New York City Council Member Robert Jackson.
No matter how much someone attempts to incarcerate you or you know, put you down, that you must be able to stay strong, know the path towards victory. And part of that path is understanding laws, rules, and regulations, and how to promote the change, not only from an academic point of view, but from a street point of view, an action point of view.
Jackson says that's why rallies and actions across the country in the wake of the verdict in the death of Trayvon Martin are so important. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.